Blog Talk Radio.
God morning. Welcome to Spend Time with God with your host, Cassandra Brand. Our 15 minutes of prayer time, that's all it is, first thing in the morning. And I don't say good morning, I say God's morning, because this is God's morning. We woke up 6 feet over and not under. We're alive with another chance. So what are we going to do with it? I know what I'm going to do with the first 15 minutes of it, and that's spend time with God. Our topic today was praying for relationships and situationships. Because you do know that God sits high and he looks low. He sees and knows all things. And during this time of the season, there's a lot that's going to be revealed as we are forced to deal with our situations and relationships due to the quarantine. We're going to pray for a hedge of protection and give God the thanks, the glory, and the praise, and the honor. Heavenly Father, we ask you to execute divine judgment against satanic demonic activity and help us war in the spirit of Elijah and Jehu according to 1 Kings 18, 1 through 46, 9, 10, and 10th and 2nd, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We bind all Satan, evil, wicked, demon, lion, and tormented spirits, and strong men, along with all their works, roots, fruits, tentacles, and links. Coveting, discouragement, addictions, bad language, willful sins, withdrawals, worries, all spirits and strong men of all mental, physical, and emotional illness, sickness, disease, disorder, death, premature death, infirmities, afflictions, inflammation, viruses, infections, abnormal cells, radical cells, lesions, cysts, pain, spasms, cramps, abnormal growth, radical growth in or on any part of our body, including our eyes, ears, nose, mouth, throat, back, bones, muscles, ligaments, tissue, blood, blood vessels, arteries, colons, intestines, stomach, prostate, thyroid, brain, liver, heart, lungs, cardiovascular disorders and disease, reproductive disorders and disease, thyroid disorders and disease, blood pressure disorders and disease, throat disorders and disease, breath disorders and disease, neurological disorders and disease, chemical imbalance, hormones imbalance, allergies of any kind, forgiveness, paranoia, schizophrenia, all spirits of arthritis, crippling arthritis, acute arthritis, sinus acute, performing spirits, all spirits of disorders and disease, hemoglobia of all forms, all cancers, all tumors, all mind disease and disorders. I bind and loose all the demonic spirits and strong men from us, from everyone that we are praying for, or we had prayed for today, along with all evil principalities, powers, and rulers of wickedness in higher places, from every organ in our body, from every cell in our body, from every gland in our body, from our homes, properties, marriages, cars, trucks, business, ministries, objects, workplace, finances, etc., to go with Jesus, save them. And we bind them, we command them to stay there in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We place the blood of the Lord Christ Jesus between us. Heavenly Father, we ask you to destroy all demonic covenants, contracts, chains, bondages, and captivities that are all contrary to oppose or hinder your will and destiny for our lives. We ask you to liberate us from generation of satanic and demonic alliances, soul ties, spirits of inheritance, and curses. Free us from any and all influences passed down from one generation to another, biologically, socially, emotionally, psychologically, spiritually, or any other channel unknown to us, but known to you. We resist every spirit that acts as a gatekeeper or doorkeeper to our soul and renounce any further conscious or unconscious alliance, association, or covenant. We open up to divine deliverance. Heavenly Father, your way now. Perfect those things concerning us. We ask these things in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, according to John 12:14. Lord Jesus, we ask you to destroy all ill-spoken words, all ill wishes, all enchantments, all spells, hex, curses, all witchcraft prayers, witchcraft spells, voodoo spells, satanic spells, and every idle word spoken contrary to God's original plan and purpose. Lord Jesus, we ask that you destroy the curses associated with the utterance and decree and declare that they all shall not stand. They shall not come to pass. They shall not take root. And their violent verbal doings are returned to them, double folded, according to Isaiah 54:17. Heavenly Father, we ask you to place a hedge of protection around us. It hides us from the enemy, familiar spirits, and all demon spirits, making it difficult, if not impossible, for them to effectively track or trace us in the realm of the spirit. There should be no perforation or penetration to these hedges of protection, according to Job 1:7-10, Psalms 91:1-16, Exodus 12:13, and Zechariah 2:5. Heavenly Father, we ask you to place our names on the hearts of all prayer warriors, intercessors, and prophetic watchmen who would pray for us. We ask you to let them not cease or come down from their watchtower until their assignment has been completed. Heavenly Father, we ask that they will conduct their intercessory assignments under the direction of the Holy Spirit in Christ Jesus, who is our chief intercessor, according to Jeremiah 27:18, Ezekiel 3:17, and John 16:13. Heavenly Father, we declare that our time and seasons are in the hands of the Lord, and they should not be altered or adjusted by anyone or anything we function under. Your anointing and you give us the divine ability to accurately discern our times and seasons, according to Chronicles 12:32, 31:15, Ecclesiastes 3:1-8, and Daniel 2:21-22. Heavenly Father, we declare that from this day forth, we will operate according to your divine timetable, calendar. We declare that your agenda is our agenda. We are not our own. We have been bought with a price, and we therefore submit to you alone. We bind our minds to the mind of Christ, and we bind our will to the will of Christ, the will of God. We declare that we cover the volume of the book that is written of us according to Psalms 47, Psalms 139:16, 1 Corinthians 7:23, and James 4:7. Lord Jesus, we bring all our burdens and lay them at the foot of your cross. We ask you to manage all areas of our lives, totally rely on you. Christ Jesus, to take care of us, our families, our health, and our finances. Heavenly Father, we ask that your will be done in our lives. Heavenly Father, we declare that the name of Jesus, every knee should bow of things in heaven and things in the earth and the things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. To the glory of you, God, the Father, according to Philippians 2, Heavenly Father, we ask you to prohibit the accusers of the brethren from operating and influencing the soul or mind of anyone who comes in contact with us, according to Revelation 12 and 10. We declare that the divine favor, grace, honor, and well wishes now replace any and all negative feeling perceptions and thoughts concerning us, our family, our work, ministry, which we are called to accomplish. We declare that nobility and greatness is our portion according to Genesis 12, 1 to 3, and Psalms 5 and 12. Heavenly Father, you have called us to do great work. For you, we ask you to release all finances and all resources that belong to us. We ask you to release everything prepared for us before the foundation of the world that pertains to our lives, our ministry, our calling. We will not be denied. We shall not and we will not accept substitute in the name of Christ Jesus. We declare that every resource necessary for us to fulfill God's original plans and purpose comes to us without delay, according to 2 Peter 1 and 3. Almighty God, in the name of Jesus, grant unto us according to your riches and glory, your tender mercies and immeasurable favor, the treasure of darkness and hidden riches of the secret place, according to Isaiah 4, 5, 1, and 3. We declare that the Spirit's anointing flows unhindered and uncontaminated in our lives, according to Isaiah 60, 10, 17, and Philippians 4, 19. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be lifted up forever, your abiding doors, that the King of glory, the Lord strong and mighty, the Lord of hosts, may come, and according to Psalms 24, 7, and 10. Therefore, we will not and cannot be denied of what rightly belongs to us. Heavenly Father, we declare that the law that governs this prayer and all spiritual warfare strategies and tactics abiding by the word, the blood, and by the Holy Spirit, according to 1 John 5, 7, 8. Heavenly Father, we thank you that it is written and Isaiah 5:3-5, but he was wounded for our transgressions and was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. We thank you for your healing. Heavenly Father, we praise you and thank you for the strength of the bars of our gate, for blessing our children and making peace in our borders, according to Psalms 147:12-14. Heavenly Father, we place upon us the armor of light in the Lord Jesus Christ, according to Romans 13, 12, 14. Heavenly Father, in Jesus' holy name, we place upon us the belt of truth and breastplate and righteousness, the gospel of peace, sandals, and the shield of faith, and quench the fiery darts of the enemy, the helmet of salvation, the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, according to Ephesians 6, 13, 17. Heavenly Father, if you have made a decision to take us home before the next rapture, I ask you give us an extension of our lives according to John 6. And you did for Hezekiah according to Isaiah 38:1-5, or until Jesus comes and the next rapture. And we believe and receive in the name of Jesus, and let everyone say amen. Our time is up, but never cease from prayer. Thank you for spending time with God and your host, Cassandra Brand.